USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Washington, D.C. is increasing security measures around the Capitol. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser saying they're getting ready for more protests ahead of the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Ken Cuccinelli is the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security. He says everything will be safe in Washington, D.C.
America can be very confident, and so can the President-elect and everybody who will be present that day. That will be a safe event from start to finish. And January 6th doesn't change that a bit. It may heighten a lot of people's attention, but we have been engaged with all of the law enforcement, including National Guard out of DOD.
Search and recovery efforts are underway after an Indonesian passenger jet crashed into the Java Sea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More impeachment drama on Capitol Hill. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, here's Mike Fortier.
House Democrats preparing to bring articles of impeachment against President Trump. They accused Trump of inciting insurrection ahead of Wednesday's violence at the Capitol. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News last night with the plea to President-elect Biden.
Joe Biden said it's up to Congress regarding impeachment. No, President-elect Biden, it's up to you. Pick up the phone, call Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the squad and tell them, stand down. This will destroy the country even further. You have the power to do that. The question is, do you have the courage to do it?
Graham says we have a chance as a nation to start over. House Democrats are also considering removing Trump through the 25th Amendment.
Millions of people are about to be given more time to pay off their student loans. It's being reported President-elect Joe Biden will continue pausing payments in 2 weeks on the first day he's sworn in. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The monthly jobs report on Friday fell way short of expectations as the economy lost 140,000 jobs after being forecast to gain 55,000. The escalating COVID-19 pandemic is weighing on the minds of many investors as daily numbers of new cases and deaths continue to hit records. With Democrats now in control of the Senate, House, and presidency, what can we expect moving forward? Tiffany Wildine is an economist. She tells Bloomberg we should be expecting more stimulus and more cash to be pumped into the economy.
With the Democratic sweep, we are likely, we think, to get more COVID relief than we've gotten already. So I mentioned we already had about a $900 billion stimulus bill that was passed in late December. We think you might be able to get another $1 trillion under a Democratic government. So that's $2 trillion of additional stimulus this year that will be able to hit the economy. So the extent to which that creates inflation is really about how quickly can we get the labor market operating back to full, operating back to potential. And we think with that level of stimulus, we will be able to get the labor market back much more quickly than, for example, we got it back after the 2008 financial crisis.
The NFL playoffs wrap up Saturday night with Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing against the Washington football team. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.